Germany has finally agreed to send its Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine. Kyiv has been pleading for weeks for the vehicles, which it says are essential in its fight against Russian forces. Berlin will deliver 14 of the combat vehicles from its army's existing stock, and it's also allowing partner countries to send German-made tanks from their arsenals to Ukraine. Dominic Kane has today's developments from Berlin.
Well, what happens now? We know it's a company of tanks. That's 14 tanks which will be sent from Germany to Ukraine. We know also that it's the release of re-export rights for other countries who bought Leopard 2s from Germany. They will also be able to send their tanks to Ukraine. First things first, there will need to be training for the Ukrainian crews who will operate these tanks in Ukraine. Now, the German government says that those who will be using the German weapons will have training in Germany.
To South Africa now, where the main opposition party is holding rallies nationwide against power cuts and electricity price increase. Most households go without power for at least 6 hours a day. Businesses have been forced to rely on expensive generators. Bangladesh's main opposition party has called for rallies across the country to demand action to curb high fuel and food prices. It wants Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina to resign and a caretaker government to take over until elections are held. The British Prime Minister is facing questions in Parliament over one of his ministers' tax affairs. Rishi Sunak has ordered an independent inquiry after it emerged Conservative Party Chair Nadeem Zahawi had to pay millions of dollars in back taxes and penalties. Hundreds of people in Iraq are protesting against a fall in the value of the national currency. The Iraqi dinar has been weakening against the US dollar for weeks. On Monday, Iraq's prime minister removed the governor of the central bank in response. Israelis and Palestinians living in Israel have united in protest against the new far-right government. Israeli critics say its agenda is a threat to democracy, and Palestinians fear further injustice and discrimination.
This week on The Take, what's behind the power of the consulting firm McKinsey, and why do so many governments continue to hire them? Find it wherever you get your podcasts.